A single fluorescent tube flickered to sickly blue life, and Art saw his assailants for the first time. Skin-tight, non-reflective black cloth covered them from head to toe. He'd already known one was a woman. The other was a man, or boy, judging from his slim build. Each wore a sheathed knife on one hip. Cold eyes glittered at Art from behind black masks. He took all that in an instant. Then his vision focused, with laser-like intensity, on the long black barrel of the evil-looking rifle pointed at his stomach. Art went very still, though a voice in the back of his head was shouting, "How did they get a weapon? Only the crew and keeps have weapons. Is this a mutiny?" And, of course, the central question also kept racing around his panicked brain. "What do they want with me?" Peripherally, he saw bare ceramic walls and a floor of dented, rusty metal panels. He finally tore his gaze away from the rifle's sinister muzzle and looked past it and the boy holding it to the woman. He found his voice, even if it wasn't as steady as he would have liked. "What is this?" he demanded. "You asked me to meet you so you could tell me who is behind the data loss. I met you. Why hold me at gunpoint?" "Just playing it safe," said the woman, her contralto voice contemptuous, "just in case you called the keeps. That's what Philip said you'd do. He said you belonged to the crew and council, and you'd call the keeps as soon as I cut the connection. I said if the keeps showed up, he could shoot you. So now we're waiting to see if there's a knock." She jerked her head upward toward the top of the ladder, though the hatch they had descended through was out of sight. Art swallowed. "I didn't call the keeps. Although I thought about it," he thought, but he wasn't going to tell them that. Art looked at the boy, presumably Philip, but the youth's aim never wavered. "Philip isn't very trusting," said the woman, "especially not of a professional liar." "I don't lie." "You don't tell the whole truth. That's a form of lying." "I suppose the real truth comes from people who dress in black and carry guns." "Maybe." The woman circled him. He followed her with his eyes. "She moves like a cat," he thought, "closing in for the kill." "Have you ever heard of the crawl spacers?" she said abruptly, stopping behind him. Art laughed. He couldn't help it. "You're not serious." Instantly, the woman's knife was at his throat. "Very serious," she said softly. "Very, very serious." Art held perfectly still until the tip of the blade moved away from his jugular. He began, then cleared his throat and tried again. "All right, you're crawl spacers. What's that got to do with the data loss?" "Philip is rather good with computer systems," said the woman. She didn't resheath the knife. Art looked at the boy with the rifle. He gazed levelly back. "But why? What did you hope to accomplish?" "Sometimes you have to shake people to wake them up." "The computer could just as easily have failed on its own." "Exactly." The woman moved closer again, so close he could feel her breath on his cheek. Her eyes bored into his. "Come on, Stoddard. You're not stupid. Figure it out." "I don't. You know the truth, even if you don't broadcast it." She banged her booted foot sharply on the rusty metal floor, and Art jumped. "This ship is coming apart, physically and socially. You won't tell the passengers, so we found our own way to do it." Art had been thinking the same thing only hours earlier, but he wasn't about to concede anything, not yet. "The Mayflower II was carefully designed to maintain an Earth-like environment for as long as is necessary to reach any of a number of systems identified as having potentially habitable planets, and we know we're decelerating, even if the crew hasn't seen fit to tell anyone, even the Council, exactly how much longer they had to travel. His father had complained about that often enough. It will last long enough to..." "Shut up, Parrot!" the boy snapped. Art shut up. "There's something you don't know," the woman continued. "Something hardly anyone knows. But something everyone needs to know. Something everyone has a right to know."